You're a tribesman?
Yes. Why not?
Me, me, me.
Well, you don't need to be in line. You're already
a tribesman.
Stump the tribesman.
Stump the tribesman. So you did very well on your SATs.
Yes.
You have a high-paying job.
Yes.
None of your family members are related sexually, right?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, then I should do Enlighten the Tribesman then, huh? You need a goyish expression, all right. Izzy, Mikey, Irving, Sam, where are the guys that eat no ham? To live, l'chaim. Yes, l'chaim, l'chaim, to live. Yes, as the goyim run helter-skelter, schlepping their presents, lighting their lights. And we stand watching them, cackling with a big pile of stuffed derma. They see us davening and they think we got cramps. What do they know? All right. Numerous goyish expressions come in handy in life. One of them is, you're good to go. Can you say that?
You're good to go?
No. You're good to go.
You're good to go.
There you go. You see, ordinarily, if, for example, God forbid, your mother would commit suicide, you were a mechanic, say. And
never.
I understand. You'll never see a tribesman driving an RV, for example. You take the family Cadillac and you stay in a nice hotel. What are you going to mess with? Sewer hook up and what? Sit on a folding chair, you break your back. And there's certain professions you just won't find a lanceman. But say, for example, you were a tribesman who is a mechanic. And normally, if you fixed a car, you'd say, yes, I've repaired what ails the car, and everything is running fine. But if you were a goy, you would say to the happy person as you flip him the keys,
you're good to go.
There you go.